Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom Is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071, and remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.
Dear Kansas, among the things you are best known for is that wonderful movie, The Wizard of Oz. There are many lessons contained in that beautiful movie, such as the arrival of the liberal socialist Democrats in your beautiful state. They'll tear it apart if you don't watch them. Now, how in the world do we know that the Democrats showed up in Kansas?
The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumping for a hitch.
They bring you a program that appears to be like magic. All you have to do is see their leader.
To Oz? To Oz.
We come to see the wonderful
And how do you get there? They want you to vote for them.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
However, eventually you learn the truth about them. They'll talk your ear off, telling you how wonderful things will be under their rule. Yes, it's true.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
But the truth is, liberal Democrats are privately singing their beloved theme song.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
By the way, lest we forget, Lincoln was a Republican. And even their greatest leader has trouble sleeping these nights. His chief of staff suggested,
why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Eventually, as these liberal types discover that you, dear Kansas, are wise to them, they will leave. But they won't go quiet.
You cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Oh, what a world! What a world! Who would have thought you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? Ah, look out! Look out! I'm going!
Eventually, dear Kansas, you will discover what your wonderful movie is trying
There's
to teach.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
And with steadfast courage, as you vote Republican to keep it that way, you can truly say,
no, goodbye, yellow brick road. Where the dogs all die,
America is at a crossroads. Freedom is not free. That's the patriotic program heard on most of these Deeper Truth stations every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, along with his team and special guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, tell us what is at stake in this all-important election. To hear this thought-provoking analysis, pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2071. That's 646-595-2071. It could be the most important call of your life.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Freedom isn't free. America, freedom always comes at a high price. Pope St. John Paul II, on our pilgrimage to eternity. And so we have a story that I'm going to share here. Then I've got Mike from New Jersey, and I've got Doc from Tennessee, and my co-host, Representative Bill Sutton, State Representative Bill Sutton, is not a present. He's not available tonight. He is in Topeka. And so we pray for him, and we pray for all of our state senators and congressmen that they will stand and help us in this quest that we're going to be talking about tonight. So here we go. The Knights of Columbus and their importance. These men they call knights in history. The Knights of Columbus began with its founding in 1882 by Father Michael J. McGivney at St. Mary's Church in New Haven, Connecticut, with a mission of charity, four principles, charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. The Knights of Columbus fosters pride in Catholic and American heritage. This aids in establishing standards of behavior for Catholic gentlemen. And consider the Mexican Revolution, where the Bolshevik influence was made manifest in the government that began an assault on the Catholic Church. The anti-clerical statutes were implemented in the new constructed Constitution. As a result, a 10-year persecution of Catholics began, resulting in thousands of Catholics being martyrs for the Holy Faith, including priests who were also Knights of Columbus. Where socialism takes place, the rise against religious freedom takes place. The Knights of Columbus, known as the strong right arm of the Catholic Church, has done much in aiding those less fortunate. Catholics in the 19th century were largely excluded from labor unions. Papal encyclicals issued by the Holy See prohibited Catholics from Freemasonry groups. Father McGivney intended to establish an alternative organization loyal to the Church. He believed that Catholicism and fraternalism were compatible and would be well received. Taking the name of Columbus was partially intended as a mild rebuke to the Anglo-Saxon Protestant leaders. The Knights expressed their belief Catholics could be full members of American society. Of the first 28 members of the first council, 16 were born in Ireland. In the 1800s, anti-Catholic violence increased. Protestant mobs gathered at St. Augustine's Catholic Church, located on 4th Street between Vine and New Street. City troops were positioned by the church's mayor, as Mayor John Warren pleaded for the mob to calm. Rioters began throwing stones at the mayor. The troops stood by allowing the rioters to burn down the church. Fortunately, the eucharist was safeguarded by the parish priest, who suffered from stones. The rioters cheered when the steeple fell. In 1844, when Protestants continued to burn Catholic churches in the name of religious liberty, in the 1830s, political upheaval caused the anti-Catholic sentiment raised a fever pitch, culminating in more threats of violence. Bill Pepper's call and has celebrated Tulsa Day by lighting bonfires, firing off cannons, marching effigies of the Pol Pots through the streets to celebrate their common Protestant identity. At the time, colonial governments outlawed Catholic priests and threatened with threats of life imprisonment and death. Some limited office holding to Protestants, most commonly assigned the King James Version in the of the Bible in public schools. In 1844, a popular Protestant pastor made this warning. He says it is a startling truth that religious liberty cannot flourish on the same soil. Popery is death to both. Such beliefs enhanced attacks led by anti-Catholics attacking Catholic institutions as alien intruders. In August 1834, a Protestant mob burned down a Ursuline convent in Charlestown, Massachusetts, believing they were protecting American liberty. The Knights of Columbus were instrumental in safeguarding the church through these tough times. Eventually, time would dispel the violence and ill will on both sides. But today, a new threat is arising to threaten the Catholic Church and America. And the Knights are important to face this threat. On February 13, 2023, my wife and I were watching Newsmax when a story concerning an FBI internal memo had been leaked by Kyle Serafin, a Catholic, devout Catholic. He is a former FBI special agent and federal whistleblower that is targeting Catholic ideology, stating that Catholicism will be targeted the next 12 to 24 months, increasing before the next general election, 2024. And this memo expresses the hope that the FBI will create new opportunities for migration concerning many Catholic immigrants. The field office based in Richmond, Virginia, the memo originated from Washington, D.C. The memo expressed the exercise against radical traditional Catholics, calling Catholics an extremist threat to social programs. Further, the memo expressed that racially motivated or ethnically traditional Catholics, far white national movement. The memo also expresses that traditional Catholics adhere to anti-Semitism, anti-immigrants, anti-LGBT, while suppressed supremacy ideology. And so preferring the traditional Latin Mass, they disdain Pope since the Second Vatican Council. The FBI, according to this memo, seeks to plant government officials to infiltrate Catholic parishes to have liberal members to rat out faithful Catholics who adhere to the teachings of the church. The memo comes from an intelligence project where this was resourced and vetted by the Chief Division Council, whose duty is to call balls and strikes what authorizes the FBI on what to act. Someone high up in this organization from the Richmond field office is approving this memo. And so this memo seeks to sponsor government officials to infiltrate the Catholic Church to target members for their religious beliefs. Another group behind this effort comes from the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-leaning group based on an organization who milked Northern liberals promoting abortion rights. They supported the DOJ and the FBI to investigate parents as a violent hate group. And so the concern that any government agency would foster infiltration of Americans for their religious beliefs is much how the communist KGB acted against the church. I am calling for the House of Representatives to investigate this anti-Catholic plot. And so, and with that, I will bring on my panel here for tonight. Mike, what do you think about that?
That's news to me. Usually when somebody is going, and by the way, the mix on the earlier part of your was drowning out your voice.
Oh, it was.
We didn't. It was. I don't know if you were mixing it live or if you had mixed it earlier. But
no.
The music is too loud. So it just about drowned you out on the first part of it.
Well, basically, it's just talking about the Knights of Columbus and how throughout the history of the United States, how the church suffered through persecution against, from early 1800s, there were like 15,000 Catholics. But within a two-decade span, we gained about almost 20 million coming from Ireland and Germany and Europe. And this was a threat to those who wanted to make America a Protestant country. And so there were a lot of, there were burning down Catholic churches and institutions. And so the Knights of Columbus was huge.
Were they prosecuted? Were these crimes prosecuted? Or even investigated?
No, because at that time it was, the Catholic Church, the anti-Catholics were, it was free reign. So, but no, they were not.
We have a constitution, and the First Amendment to that constitution to prohibit stuff like that.
But did you just check out what I was just saying? According to this memo, this is coming from Washington, D.C., and this was a devout Catholic who came out, leaked this. Kyle Serafin, a former FBI special agent and federal whistleblower that is targeting Catholic ideology, stating that Catholicism will be targeted the next 12 to 24 months, increasing before the next general election.
And 2024. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Back in 1992, the Republican National Convention was held in Houston, Texas. I was covering much of it, including the pro-life impact. And one of the things that happened is a state district judge, had issued an order banning anybody who was pro-life to be on a public sidewalk within 100 feet of an abortion clinic. Well, Randall Terry and some of the other leaders decided that they were going to stand on the opposite side of the street, and they did. They were promptly arrested. Goes against the First Amendment. Now,
and you know Randall Terry.
Wait a minute, Donald. I'm getting to my point. Just hold on a second. The matter was investigated. The pro-lifers sued, and the act was declared unconstitutional. But here's the point: it took so much time to get through the court system that the damage had already been done. Now we might be looking at something like that. But you want to be very careful when you're dealing with leaked information. You want to be very careful of your sources. I don't care if J. Edgar Hoover released a memo like that. The problem is it's unconstitutional. It's un-American, and it wouldn't matter if they wanted to make this the Catholic states of America instead of the Protestant states of America. All they would be doing is targeting a different group to eliminate, and they can't do that. Now they can try. The point is they can try, and there, some of the damage might be done by the time the legal forces put a stop to it. But that's illegal. You don't want to rile people up so much that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and we're doing most of the damage. Let's not do that.
What we need to do
is keep people on the alert. So when these things start happening, we have people on the alert, and we start taking names.
Well, see, that's what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to infiltrate Catholic parishes and to get people to rat out on those who are conservative and those that they think are, you know, against, like, homosexuality and, you know, the things that they want to push.
There are people, and I've been a Protestant for a while, there are people who are in the Protestant ranks that believe the same way we do about those issues. Now, what are they going to do, go after them too?
They probably will, but we will take the brunt of it because we are the main those that are against them, and that's what it is. And we were watching this on the news, and this has been, I mean, this is being out there. I mean, this is a whistleblower who was a former FBI agent, and that, and there are many whistleblowers that are coming out, and so I think that it's good to be alert to what's taking place there. And so I think it's important that we do.
I think at the head
of
all of this.
At least look into it. Look, I am calling for the Republicans, the House, to investigate this. I'm asking.
I think, they should. But here's the other side of the coin. This is the other side of the coin. Jesus was asked by his disciples at one point, Lord, we have left everything we own and followed you. Jesus listed several things that they would receive, eternal life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then as he was issuing these positive gifts that they would receive, he added persecution right in the middle of it. We're going to have persecution. We're going to have this sort of thing. That doesn't mean we don't investigate it. That doesn't mean we don't fight back. That doesn't mean any of that sort of thing. But it does mean that we do it the right way.
Well, I agree to that. But, you know, they stole an election, and they have the means to try and do it again if we allow them. And so that's my point, is that the Knights of Columbus becomes, as the strong right arm of the church, will not allow that to happen. And I think that that's what my point is. And so let me get Doc in there, because I'm sure he's got something. Doc, what do you think about all this?
Oh, my Lord, I'm tumbling at the bit. There is a list of names. I have a list of names. It's getting longer all the time, and these people will be held accountable. What you were saying, Mike, they don't care about the Constitution. They're going to break the law. You're right. And by the time that we get things straightened out through the courts, they already done their deal and did the damage. That was all part of the plan. Okay? And no one will be held accountable. No one will be held accountable. And as far as what you were saying, Don, this is not the first time the church has been infiltrated. There's a pamphlet out and about called AA 1025, and what that is, it talks about an infiltration in the church, and it leads right up to the events of Vatican II, which a lot of folks refer to as the meteor strike. I've been hearing a lot of reports that they're planning on outlawing the Latin Mass altogether. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The minute they do that, there will be a schism in the church. It will go underground. We'll go back to the catechism.
What you need, Doc, what you need to do if they outlaw the Latin Mass, what you need to do is to get 50,000 Catholic churches to start celebrating the Latin Mass. They can't arrest every one of them.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. I want to see a Latin Mass in every church. We need to demand it. The Knights need to start screaming for it. It is the same mass that the apostles did. how can it be wrong? If it was right back then, us changing it does not fix it. It wasn't broke. You ever hear the expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Okay? The FBI has become the Gestapo, and they're talking about sending the brown shirts in to report. Well, here you go, Mr. FBI agent. I'm the guy you're looking for because I'm not hiding. I want to change gears real quick about the chemical spill. I'm calling it an attack. I may be the first person to say it out loud. I think it's an attack. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say why. Why is it an attack? I have degrees in occupational safety and health. I worked on the Deepwater Horizon cleanup. I have extensive experience, over 10, 15 years experience in chemicals, weapons, safety, all that stuff. Okay? You do not clean a chemical spill with a controlled burn. You cover it, retard the chemicals, and then you put them in containers and you seal them and you bury them in a landfill with all the other toxic waste we have. You do not set it on fire and release toxic chemicals into the air. Now it's up there in the air. It's going to float around, and it is going to affect millions of America. Millions of Americans are going to be affected by this thing. And there's going to be a rise in cancer rates and sudden death. And fish are going to die and animals are going to die. And the plan is to make the rural areas unlivable, so we all have to move to the city. So I'm calling it an attack because that's not how you clean up a chemical spill. In all my years, I've been doing this. Well, I did do it. My career lasted like 45 years until I was forced to retire. I've never seen a chemical spill done like that. We control the burn, yes, but we put it out as soon as possible. We don't set chemicals on fire so they become aerosoled. That's not how you do that. So, anyway, that's my little list. There you go.
No, you're right. In fact, I've got some experience in that too. You and I have a lot of similar background there, Doc.
Yeah, I mean,
and
the chemicals. I mean, if you look into the chemicals that. The smoke turned into, because it's not the same chemical that it was that they set on fire. The combination of the fire and the synergy of the chemicals mixing together created other toxic gas, and it is going to float through the atmosphere, and it's going to rain down on us. Kind of like a nuclear bomb goes off, you get the radiation fallout. Well, that's what's going to happen.
It's like a weapon of mass destruction. It's what it's turned into.
It is.
Or, you know, that's exactly what it did.
That's exactly what they did, and they should be held accountable. And then they run around and make everybody, well, test your water if you promise not to sue us, if you sign this form. That is completely ridiculous. There should be a class action lawsuit against every one of them, and that waiver should be null and void. Talk about taking advantage. And did you know this? The company that they hired, the independent agency that they hired to do the testing of the water and the air and all that stuff, is the same one that they use for the Deepwater, Exxon Valdez, and every other major environmental incident that happened in the last 10, 15 years, or 20 years, or 30 years. The same company. Now, isn't that peculiar? Well, and they come in and say, oh yeah, it's clean. It's bubbling, but don't worry. You can drink it. No.
I like what I saw that some people are saying, well, if they think it's clean, why don't they come here and drink it? You know, referring
that's
to
right.
those. And I think that's an important point, a very important point. And so,
the wind
now, you said it's the same company. You would think that with that experience that they've got in the past, that they should know better. You would think that they should know better.
Yeah, I think it's maybe they do know better, Don. But I think they're owned by the government. They're an independent company, of course. But the fact that they get every one of these and they get that little rubber stamp, oh, yeah, it's safe. I don't buy it. I want at least three or four different companies in there. Okay? And the federal government should be doing this. FEMA said, no, we're not covering this. This isn't a federal or this isn't a FEMA-level emergency. What? Are they kidding me? This is one of the most severe environmental disasters that have happened on the American continent in the history of the American continent. Do you people realize that? Check your wind patterns. Seriously. And I suggest you stock up on water. Get it now while you can. Because, you just don't know. You got to watch where this stuff is going to blow because it's coming down.
Now, this was in Ohio. That's true. But this was in Ohio, and the wind is blowing westerly. And so, Mike, this could be coming your way.
Going to California. Yeah. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
But you got it coming. Maybe this is God's way of punishing you.
I don't know, but I'm concerned. They're in New Jersey. Wouldn't they be affected? They're not that far from Ohio, as for geography-wise.
Yeah,
300 miles.
Ohio,
you're about 300 miles. 300 miles ain't that far.
No, yeah, it's probably going to blow right over me. Come and get me.
Well, I want Mike, I want you to be safe. And, Doc, I want you to be safe. And I want us to be safe. And that's how dangerous this thing can be. And you would think that, I mean, I've been watching the news, and thank God we've got Newsmax since we switched off from DirecTV, and now we've got Spectrum. We got DirecTV. We got Newsmax. And what you've been talking about there, Doc, I've been getting from Newsmax. And the concern.
Hey, you don't hear it nowhere else. You hear it on Fox. The only major news carrier that's carrying it is Fox News. Now, here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about it. Everybody says, oh, Fox News, they're all about corporate. They're all about corporate. They're all about corporate. This train station burned this stuff, released in the atmosphere, so they can get the train line open. They gave a rat's tickle about the people involved. Okay? And all the other news medias are giving them a pass. The only one who's saying that these companies should be responsible is Fox News. So you can say what you want. I don't really watch the news, but I did want to hear about this spill. I heard about it. So I checked all the sources. All the major ones, not a word. It's really scary. And that's another reason why I think it's an attack. Because if it was an actual, oh, this happened, oh, they'd be reporting it because this is good news. But no, nothing to see here, folks. Oh, everything's good. Nothing to see here.
Well, it goes right back down to that we need to pray for America because this could be the beginning
oh,
of, and this is horrible. This is horrible, and that's why men of every parish needs to be basically to stand up against. We're not to pick fights, but we hold the line. So we need to pray the rosary. That's a huge blow to the enemies of God because the Lord, he wants us to pray the rosary and that's to put our faith in him. And so, so we have to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And sometimes we have to act and sometimes we have to do so. And that's why I like the Knights of Columbus as an organization that's throughout the country. There's almost 3 million of us. And that's a pretty, just as a body, that's a pretty reputable resource to, you know, so I don't think anyone's going to just come right after us with the potential that we have in as large of faith that we have here. So hopefully, if 12 apostles can change the world, we certainly can do that with 70 million. And that just starts one person at a time. And so, Mike, I know this is kind of deep, but we deal with politics from every angle, and this is very important.
Yeah. I didn't say it wasn't.
Oh, no, I know.
I mean, we have to be, I think we have to be careful of our facts. We create a, you heard about the boy that cried wolf. And the third time the wolf did come and nobody showed up.
Thing is about that, Mike, I've been crying wolf for 30 bloody years. And the thing is, it's been coming the whole damn time. Well, now it's here. Now it's here. So, I mean, I hate the fact that I would have been vindicated sucks. Excuse the language, but it does. I would have liked to have been thought of as a crazed, crackpot old man. But the evidence is overwhelming. We are under attack. America is under attack. And we are under attack by our own government. Here's the thing. Let me give you all a little history lesson. Several centuries ago, there was this country called Rome, and it did exactly what we're doing, and it fell apart from the inside. And once it was so weak, in such a weakened state, Hannibal and his boys just walked in and took it from them. There was nothing left. It was a shell. That's all it was, a thin, crusty shell, and it fell apart. And you know what? America, we're doing the same thing. We vote in entitlements. And they're talking about giving Congress a raise and all that crap. You know? I mean, entitlements. You know what?
History is repeating itself.
Margaret Thatcher said it best. Thatcher said it best. Socialism only works until you run out of other people's money. There you go.
Yeah, you guys, both of you are right.
We're under attack by our own government.
Well, yes, we've got a lot of communists and socialists that are homegrown. No question about that. We see that in our colleges. We see that in our higher places of learning. And we see that in the blue states, primarily in the blue states. And if we don't watch it, it will spread. And that's why we need to hold fast, hold the line. And so I just think it's, when I saw this, I've been watching this too, but when you see the concern that any government agency would foster infiltration of Americans for their religious beliefs, as much how the communist KGB acted against the church, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. It's hard to believe that it's happening, but I mean, I'm concerned about that. I really, really am.
You should be.
And
you should be. You should be raising three kind of all holy heck. I mean, seriously, this is how it starts. If you wondered what would you have done when the Nazis took over Germany and started World War III, well, you know what? What you would do is the exact thing you're doing right now, because that's what's happening in this country. You know, you want to fix the problem with the schools? You just mentioned the schools, Don. You know how we can fix the problem with the schools? Stop sending the money. Stop sending your kids. Stop sending the money. Take it all back from them. They will fold within a week, and then you can rebuild it and get it right. It has to be a collective. It can't be just one person. You know, they have grown to a big monster, and it's going to take a bigger monster to knock them down, and that's what we have to be. You want to take this country back, we have to get mean. We have to be monsters. We had to get down and dirty. And I'm not saying go burn down cities and topple statues. No. But I'm saying we need to take back our school boards. We need to take back our corporate boards. If a company is saying, oh, this when they go woke, you shut the funds off. The schools, they want to teach communism.
You
won't send them money.
Doc, why do you think I made a big thing about it, about us switching from DirecTV to Spectrum?
Exactly.
Because DirecTV and TNT, their board members came, they were on the support of the Obama and Clinton administrations. And so when they
tossed
off...
And what happened when you did that? And what happened when you did that? They lost millions. 13
million. Yes, they did.
And you know what? That proves, my point. We can fix this country. The men in this country can fix this country. You know why? Corporate America does not worship God. We worship God. I worship God. You worship God. Yeah, I know you worship God. You know what? They don't. They worship the almighty dollar. You ever see that movie? They live. You know, with Rowdy Piper, he looked at the dollar bill. This is your God. That's what they worship. You want to control them, you control the cash. You shut the cash flow off to them, they will come to you and say, okay, what do you want?
Oh,
that's the only way.
I got some news for you guys. I got it yesterday.
What's that?
I am cancer free. I have been healed of prostate cancer. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Doc, for your prayers for me. Because I benefited from you guys' prayers and all those out there in Deeper Truth Land who had been praying for me. You know, all of Deeper Truth members. And, you know, and I just found out yesterday I am cancer-free.
That's a news flash.
That is a news flash. I am cancer-free, and I said that when I got the news of that, I would shout it from the rooftops, and I'm going to, and I am here. I mentioned it last night, too, and I'm doing it tonight as well, and I will be putting it out there, and I'm so thankful for, God healed it, yes, with the touch of his hand, and he also used doctors and medical technology. God can use that. He used all of it in my case. And my brother, too. My brother had prostate cancer. And both of us are coming out of it. And I'm cancer-free. And I'm so thankful. And it's just like, man, it's just a whole thing. The past 2 months has been crazy.
Yeah.
I've been feeling fatigued because of the treatment.
Congratulations. That is amazing. It really is.
That is amazing.
Oh, yes. And I'm thankful that I got a wife like Gigi who's been the best support.
You.
She's been the best military
Let
wife.
Let me tell you something, folks. Gigi is the bomb. She is the bomb. You lucked out, man.
Yeah.
You did very well with
Gigi. You most certainly
she
did.
She is a phenomenal woman.
She is.
Tell her I said hi.
She is. I will. I will.
Make sure she listens to the archive.
Yeah. But this is special. This is special. And, it was Gigi who saw this because we were both watching TV and she saw that memo and she looked at that memo and she was looking at that memo and the more she looked at it, the more concerned she got and got me involved in it. And that's how I got really involved in it. So, yes, if Fox discovered something about it, then that's kudos for them. I don't trust Fox as a whole. I do like Hannity and I like Laura Ingraham for the most part.
Right.
But Newsmax is the conservative outlet, and that's why DirecTV and AT&T tossed it off because – they wanted to shut them down, cancel them out.
Right.
But
right.
So I used to be a big fuck. Yeah.
You know, I still got that lamp y'all gave me in my dining room.
The witch? What? Oh, yeah?
You guys gave us a lamp as a housewarming gift years ago.
Okay.
It's still hanging up. We put a big thing on the ceiling around it, and it looks nice.
Wow. So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I wanted to thank y'all.
Oh, well, shoot. We thank you. You know, and
take a picture of
Michael?
It and send it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael,
I can't send
Godfather.
I send you stuff all the time. You never get it. I don't know why.
I send you stuff every day. I send you stuff every day. And, you know.
You send it online, but not through a text. I don't get in front of the computer ever, really. I did get in front of the computer. It was raining. There was nothing to do. The boys had something that I had access to my computer. I opened it up. I had 2,482 emails.
I understand
okay.
that one because I find that too. I get that every day too.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I owe you that.
It
so.
Took me the whole day to go through them, and I did. I went through all of them. But yeah, if you text me, I can get it. But I try texting you, and it doesn't come to you for some reason. I can text Mike. Yeah, I can text Greg and them. But I text you and it doesn't get to you. I don't know why. So,
I don't know. Maybe it's something between Tennessee and Kansas.
I don't know. We should work on that because there are things I want to send you that I can't. I can't do it on email because I don't have email really. I don't get to it. Yeah.
Just go to your wife, probably.
Almost 2,000 emails.
I understand that one. Well, guys, this has been wild, and I appreciate you both, and I appreciate everybody out there that listens to us and reads our articles and things, because we are alternative news, and we're alternative, and we're defenders of the faith. You know, that's what we are.
Amen.
Deeper truth.
Wow, we tell it like it is. We're a bunch of crazy old coots. But we're spot on, I tell you what. We are spot on. I don't think you can find another blog like us.
No, you don't.
I really don't.
And we got, you think about it. We got Michael, and Michael, he's thoughtful. And then we got you know, so we got so many different perspectives that we can come together, and so I love it. And so
what we do need, though, what I would like to see on this show, and I mean we'll keep it civil, but I would love to see a liberal come on this show and debate us on any topic. I think that would be a healthy thing. We might gain some perspective, but, in the end, it's going to be, truth will out, it always does.
But, Doc, we've had several debates. We've had several debates out here, and it's hard to get people to debate us because we beat them, don't we, Mike?
Yeah, how? Hey, some of the songs that you've been using to illustrate this. I have another one for you.
Okay.
It's by Marty Robbins called Ain't I Right?
Okay.
You came down to this southern town last summer to show the folks a brand new way of life. But all you've shown the folks around here is trouble. And you've only added misery to their strife. Your concern is not to help the people. And I'll say again, though, it's been often said. Your concern is just to bring discomfort, my friend. And your policy is just a little red. now, ain't I right? It matters not to you how people suffer, and should they you consider that a gain, you bring a lot of trouble to the town and then you leave. That's part of your communistic game. I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do. Communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. Now, ain't I right?
Yeah, really.
Your followers sometimes
that's what I have to.
There's even been a minister.
Oh, you can have some fun with this one.
Yeah, send that to me, would you? Would you send that to me?
Have listened and been taken. Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll tell you where you can get it.
Politicians who encourage you with words that go like this. Burn your draft card if you like. It's good to disagree. That's a get acquainted communistic kiss. Now, ain't I right? One politician said it would be nice to send some blood and help the enemy in Vietnam. That's what he says. Here's what I say. Let's just keep the blood. Instead, let's send that politician mad. Let's rid the country of the politicians who caught a tramp that marched out in our streets, protesting those who want to fight for freedom, my friend. This kind of leader makes our country weak. Now, ain't I right? Let's look and find the strong and able leaders. It's time we found just how our neighbors stand. If we're to win this war with communism, let's fight it here as well as Vietnam. Let's rise as one and meet our obligations. So communistic boots will never trod across the field of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God. Across the field of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God.
Doesn't that hit the nail on the head?
It yes, it does. Man, well, I have to say, you know, we'll say a prayer because we're at that time. But I thank you guys.
Well,
we need to add
one more name to that, Donald. We need to add one more name to that prayer list, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
He was, Carter Center just announced that he's going to spend the rest of his days in a hospice.
Oh, really?
He's going to have hospice care at home. He's 98.
Well, that's an old man there. He's had a good life. He's had a full life. Hey, listen, I want you guys to look up a song. I can't play it for you, but it's called Don't Kill My Vibe by Apalachee Falls. There's a YouTube video. It talks about faith, Bibles, it's a very powerful song, really. You guys should check it out.
Well, just a second here, Doc, till I get something to write with. Oh, here it is. What's the name of it?
It's called Don't Kill My Vibe by a group called Apalachee Falls.
Wait a second. I don't write that fast. Don't kill what?
My vibe. V-I-B-E.
Okay, I got that.
By Apalachee
by
Falls. Apalachee Falls.
Okay, I'll look it
All
up
right.
tonight, see if I can get it. It
came out about 3 years ago. It's a very powerful song, especially the second verse. The second verse, Apalachee Don himself sings that, and it's probably one of the most powerful verses
you'll hear in modern music. So
even more than
anyway,
even more than Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, way more than Mary Had a Little Lamb. Oh yeah, this is more like Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Heaven's to Murgatroyd.
All right, that's funny.
But no, I think you gentlemen will like that song. The second verse, I think it might be actually something, if we can get a hold of the author or the artist, that might be something you might want to use for this show. To be perfectly honest, it is that powerful. You know, it talks about taking the Bibles off the shelf, replaced it with the Quran. It's us for us to make it right. You know, see what I'm saying? It's a very powerful line, very powerful. You know, we got
to
take
that one. I like that Marty Robbins song that too. So we'll look at that and shoot, boy, we might be able to find something to do with it, you know, if we find, you know, we could have a deeper truth best of type.
Well,
it's
only 3 years old. The song is only 3 years old, so we'd have to have permission from the artist to use it. But I don't think Appalachian Don would have a problem with it. He's a very spiritual man. His music is very, very spiritual, very, very uplifting. And I'm going to tell you something. Any of y'all contemplating taking that click bang, listen to this man's music. It might turn it around for you. Yeah, I'm seriously. It's very uplifting, very strong music. Appalachian Don.
Well,
shout out.
I'm gonna say a prayer,
Appalachian.
And then I'm gonna. Yeah.
Appalachian.
Did you get it, Mike?
Appalachian who?
Don, D-O-N.
Like me?
Yeah, like you, actually. D-O-N, Don. Appalachian Don, shout out, man. His music will keep people alive. It's uplifting. Especially Biscuits and Gravy. That song is the bomb. But anyway, y'all have a blessed night. That's it for Doc.
Well, we'll be checking into it, so... Okay, well then let me say in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And so with that, I will end with the song that is kind of my theme song, as I'm known as the Catholic Defender. You will understand why this song became a theme song. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.